Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Guy named Steve Keating wrote this article for ESPN. We'll talk more about this. The most dominant NFL player of the last 20 years. But we're going to take a break and talk for a minute with a new quarterback for the Buffalo Bills. Just about a week ago, the Bills announced that they had signed A.J. McCarron to the roster. Alabama product in his fifth year in the NFL. A.J. McCarron joins us live right now on the Subway Fresh Take Hotline. A.J., John Murphy and Donald Jones, sorry we missed you last week when you were in town, but thanks for coming on the show with us here today.
Oh, yeah, of course, guys. No problem.
Hey, A.J., before we get into the nitty-gritty stuff, you heard us talking about who the most dominant NFL player over the last 20 years. Who would that be, in your opinion?
It's easily Tom Brady.
Tom Brady, okay. I was about to say, right. Take yourself out of this.
Yeah, I don't think it's any doubt about that. Anytime you're at his age, and y'all know, I mean, you can play this game for that long and be that dominant and have your team, you know, in that situation and with the ultimate goal to win every year. It's unbelievable.
We're trying to figure out how they got to Peyton Manning as more dominant. Do you have any thoughts on that, AJ?
I don't know. I mean, Peyton, you know, they're two of the best in my eyes. But I just think, you know, maybe if Peyton also, you know, didn't have that injury, the neck injury, maybe he plays longer. You never know. But Can't go off, you know, if and all that. I just go off of, you know, who's still playing, who's been in that situation the most. And I think it's pretty hard to argue against him.
I agree. We're with A.J. McCarron, new Bills quarterback, on the Subway Fresh Take Hotline with us. A.J., it's been a week since you signed with the Bills. What have you done in that week? How does it feel? What have you learned about the Buffalo Bills and about this new offense here?
Well, I haven't learned anything about the offense yet. You know, I've only been able to talk to Dable for just a couple minutes while I was up there. But, you know, I think just about the organization, just learning some of the history, and then just about the city, you know, like I talked about in my press conference, you know, from the time we landed, Bills fans, you know, have just shown us great love and support, and we really appreciate that to, you know, me and my wife, and then just telling the stories. And, I mean, that's what I said, it really feels like it's I'm back at the University of Alabama. I mean, just the passion that city has for football is it's something special, and it's an honor and a blessing to be a part of it. And, you know, I'm going to work my tail off. I know, you know, Mike drafted a guy, but I'm going to work my tail off to prove to the organization and the city that I won't let them down.
Hey, AJ, I don't want to get into, you know, the nitty-gritty of your situation in Cincinnati and how you got out of there. But Murph and I were talking, and the one thing that I do like is the fact that, you know, how you went about everything in that whole situation. It made me feel like you really feel like you are ready and you want to be a starter right now.
Yeah, we were AJ, we were talking about how you filed that grievance to get that, you know, get rid of that claim that Cincinnati may have thought they had on you. You were kind of determined to get out this year, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, listen, you know, it's a business. If you don't, you know, I absolutely love my time. I love the organization in Cincy. I mean, Mr. Brown, Mr. Troy, everybody, I mean, in that organization, Coach Lewis, everybody that I came across was just, you know, first class. They were awesome. But if you don't look after yourself in certain situations and try to, you know, achieve what's best for you, then the team's going to look out what's best for them. So, you got to be able to, you know, sometimes fight it. There's no hard feelings. I mean, there's you know, no bad blood at all. It's just it's a business, and I thought the whole situation I handled first class. I mean, I always had the support of the organization. Always was truly thankful and everything. But I just wanted my opportunity to go compete and try to start in the NFL. And that's something I believe I can do, something I know I can do. And I've done it before for a couple of games, and so I just want the chance to show I can do it more.
AJ, how disappointed were you? How let down were you last October when the Browns said and the Browns and the Bengals had the trade all set to go and it didn't get done? How were you let down when all that fell through last October?
No, I mean, you know, you want the chance to compete. I believe I'm the ultimate competitor. I think you talk to anybody that truly knows me, he'll tell you that. I mean, I hate to lose more than I like to win.
I
really do. I can't play my wife in any board games, card games, nothing.
Yes.
I absolutely hate to lose. So, you know, it's just something that's in me. But you want to compete, but at the same time, like, I'm a Christian man. My wife is, an absolute angel, and she always tells me, you know, God has a plan. You know, us as humans want everything to happen on our own time and want success quick and want money quick and everything, you know, that you want to achieve in life, but it always doesn't work out on our terms. And so you got to be patient. You got to trust in God and keep your faith strong and know that He has a plan, and the ultimate goal of His plan will work itself out.
AJ, talk about you brought up, you know, you had a chance to do it in a couple of games. You were pretty good in those couple of games. Talk about those games and really how that made you feel in your mind after you played so well in those four games and the one even playoff start. You played so well personally. And how that made you feel moving forward. Like, man, all right, now I know I can do it at this level.
Right, yeah. It was just the situation, you know, basically that was my rookie year, because the year before I was dealing, you know, with the situation that I had the grievance case against, so I wasn't able to practice or anything. So that was my rookie year, and, you know, at Cincinnati, different organizations handle everything different, but like the backup in Cincinnati doesn't get any reps. You run the scout team and that's it. So to be thrown into there, you know, into that situation and not have any reps all year, not have any time in with guys, I thought it went well. You know, St. Fran, they weren't playing great as a team, but defensive-wise, you know, at home, they were playing pretty well that year. They hadn't allowed anybody over 21 points. I think we had 21 in the first half, and then, you know, when I really felt great about my game and knew I could do this on a week-to-week level was when we played the next week, Monday Night Football against Denver. That was my first, you know, really cold game, trying to figure out up there with the air. It's being so dry. I thought I played, you know, really well. You know, you always, you know, play better. But I was proud of myself to go in that environment and handle that situation. And then when it came down to the playoff game, that was my first rain game I've ever played in. How crazy it is to play so many college games. I never played in a game that it was just pouring rain. And so it took me a little bit, you know, to be honest, to get used to how to throw the ball, being wet. Like, should I wear a glove? Should I not wear a glove? And I finally found something, you know, wearing the glove that I liked, I felt comfortable with. And I thought it was just a good job. On a personal side of just battling, not letting it mentally get to me, being a younger guy and battling through it. And, you know, we had a chance to win the game, and it's just, you know, some bad things happened. But that's part of football. And all you can do is keep your head up and go to work the next week and or whenever the next time comes and be ready to play.
That game, the wild card playoff game, do you view that as your, you know, first 4 years in the league, your signature moment, AJ? I mean, do you view that as – maybe a game that you learned a little bit about yourself? You were down 15 to nothing in that game, right?
Yeah, for sure. Like I said, you know, being down 15 nothing, playing a unbelievable team like Pittsburgh, who had, you know, put a whooping on us, you know, two games before that, I think. And so it was just, it was definitely, you know, a tough situation to be put in. But I felt good about myself just battling through, you know. I think it takes a lot of mental toughness to be able to battle through, you know, things when, especially during a game when it's not going your way. I mean, you just can't seem to get anything going your way. And so I thought it was a good job, as you know, as a team. I thought nobody panicked, everybody stayed calm. It really felt like a true team win. up till, you know, the last minute and whatever. So, yeah. But, I mean, it was just an awesome situation to be in. I mean, you guys know, anytime you can play, have a chance to play in a playoff game, it's big in the league. I mean, it's crazy to think about it, but the intensity, everything just multiplies from a regular season game. I mean, guys play harder, they're faster, and so, you know, it was just a great experience to be a part of.
Now, you talk about a playoff game. Obviously, you guys helped the Bills get into a playoff game. So what was I don't know if you realize what happened once you guys won that game, but what was that reaction like once you actually saw it on social media and everything?
Yeah, I think it was, you know, something special. I think the special part is just seeing the passion, you know, from the Bills Mafia donating to AD and his wife, JJ's charity. I mean, it was just a special moment to see, you know, not only for their foundation, but from the support from the organization or the fan base from Bills Mafia. And so we also, I mean, of course we knew, you know, if we won, Baltimore was out and Buffalo was in. So it was just special to definitely see that all, you know, unfold.
AJ, where do you spend your off seasons? Are you in your hometown, Mobile, Alabama?
Yes, sir. I'm here, and literally that's why I'm a little out of breath. We just got done working out. We're up here at South Alabama. This is where we work out,
okay.
University of South Alabama. And so, and I got a little bit of a cold and stuffiness from this pollen we have down here. This is like it's all in the air, so it kills me a little bit.
Love Mobile. We go there usually every year for the Senior Bowl. Donald, my partner here, is sick of hearing me talk about how much I love Mobile. It's a great city. It's a great small city. One of my favorite places in America.
AJ, he talks about it. You know, I've been down there as a player. I've never been down there where I can kind of just relax. You know what it's like.
Right.
As a player, you don't get a chance to relax down there.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, I grew up around, you know, the Senior Bowl week. I was hurt and didn't get to play in it, but, you know, it's an unbelievable experience as a player. But, yeah, you're definitely busy. You don't get to enjoy it. But, you know, talking to the coaching staff, everybody talks about Wentzel's down here, but I told them, whenever y'all come down here after the season, the next Senior Bowl, if y'all make it down here, I'll take everybody to what I think is the best seafood spot in the city, and or two of the best, and so we'll have to do that for sure.
Is that on your tab? I mean, so I got to put that out there.
I got you. I promise. I'll take care of you.
That's what I'm
talking
about.
We're definitely coming down now. AJ, what's the plan? You come up here in a couple of weeks to get going on the off-season program, right, middle of April?
Yep, I'm going to head up early and get up there and just get the whole living situation set up. I'll be up there a week early and then kind of meet with Russell Bodine and a couple other guys and just start talking and trying to, you know, get a mindset on offense and whatever we have to do to be successful. So, you know, we got some plans in the works, and so I can't wait to, you know, get up there and get this thing going.
And the family, you have about a two-year-old son, right?
Yep, we do. He's 22 months, and they'll be back here. I think the wife's going to stay in some warmer weather. It's like 70-something. Yesterday it was 81, so and sunny. And
smart move.
I think they're going to stay down here for a little bit.
Very smart move.
Smart move. Mm-hmm. AJ, we wish you well. Thanks for spending a few minutes on the phone with us here today. Look forward to seeing you here in a couple of weeks. Thank you.
Yep, of course, guys. Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.